Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to ask this question. I want to go back to the Chargers a little bit. What is their price if they win this Sunday?
Who do they got?
They're at Pittsburgh.
It's still
it goes up a little bit. Do they win 13-10?
20-13.
Here. Okay,
it's going to be low scoring this week. I can't see them putting a bunch of points on Pittsburgh.
You gotta look ahead. Like look. We're trying to give you $1 million a game for free right here on YouTube.
Facts
and ESPN 1320. You got Pittsburgh.
I see what you got next.
Yeah, the stock's not going to go too high. Because you got Kansas City right after that.
Well,
it's not. No, it'll go up a little bit. I don't think it'll skyrocket. I think it.
What you're trying.
Low comfort, low pop.
What you're trying to do when you look ahead a little bit. What happens to that stock with Jim Harbaugh there and his track record if they win the next two games?
Okay. Well, then you just missed. Then you just missed. Like, if they go into the bye week 4-0 with a win against Kansas City, you just missed, and you lick your wounds and keep it moving.
I don't know. We all know the Jim Harbaugh companies always go out of business too, though.
Not this year.
Yeah, they don't go out of comfort. They don't get out of business until like the fourth year.
All right. Well, this year they're a startup, and I don't think they're making any money this year.
We won't know anything about
The Niners went 13-3.
That's fine. Like, the Niners were a better football team than this Chargers team too. Like, Justin Herbert's fine. Like, yes, like Quentin
Alex
Johnson
Smith.
Is. That's fine. Alex Smith is fine, but Quinn Johnson is their number one wide receiver.
Second. I don't like the way you said that. What are you so disrespectful to Alex Smith for?
I'm not, because Alex Smith is my boy.
But Jesus, is that how you talk about me when I'm not around?
That's my boy, D-Lo? Alex Smith.
D-Lo? Man.
Alex Smith is my boy. But let's come on, man. Let's be real. Jesse, I know you might have been 11, but
hold on. Let me do the math.
You really might have been 11.
I was like 15. Look at I was like 14. Yeah, show some respect. I was 14.
The conversation shifts to money, and the whole thing gets testy, and everybody's like fighting with each other.
We talk about Herbert. What was the thought about Alex Smith before Harbaugh got
Alex
there?
Smith was a reclamation project.
Smith was not a reclamation.
Is not true.
You mean before Harbaugh got there?
Yeah.
He was just the worst.
No, and why was that?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons, just like could be the same thing with Herbert.
Could be the same thing with Bryce Young. Just like could be the same thing with just all of this.
Yes.
That's what Alex Smith was. Alex Smith has shown he's a very, very good quarterback. The second he gets with a competent coach, what happens?
He plays well.
And then he gets
Why can't that be the case with Herbert?
Herbert is already good, though. The rest of the team is not great.
I got him in the playoffs. Didn't even have him in the playoffs.
That Niners team wasn't that good. The defense was top flight.
Way more than I can say about the Chargers.
They got the cornerstones on the line. You got Mack and Bosa.
Those guys are like dumb. Khalil Mack is like damn near closer to Social Security than he is turning 21.
Justin Smith wasn't no spry guy.
No. You got a cornerstone in Khalil Mack, and then you got Nick's brother at this point.
Oh, don't do
yeah,
that.
He's always good. I don't even know if I'm going to give you Khalil Mack either.
He's fine.
He's a good
guy. I don't even think he's
a good pass rusher. He's good. Don't do that, Joey. Come
he's
on.
Who's the Chargers' number one receiver right now?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
See?
Who was
Niners at least had Frank Gore. Like, J.K. Dobbins is looking through two.
J.K. Dobbins is cooking.
It's been 2 weeks.
Disley? Are you in? Look, yes or no? You're buying. You're in.
I'm buying.
I'm selling. Yeah, there's no chance. No. You're going to come back to us talking about how I should have sold, guys.
Let's get out of here. I'm getting out of this.
I'm buying.
You want to do one more? We might as well.
Okay. One more?
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
We kind of went over this a little bit, but I'm just checking. We buy or selling the Dolphins?
Selling.
Wait, hold on. I got that boy. Do I have a deal for you here? What if I told you they play the Seahawks, the Patriots, the Titans, and the Colts, and then Tua's back?
That's not
like a murder's row of teams.
They threw the Seahawks in there. Like
they play them this week.
Yeah, like that's.
I'm just saying, like maybe you go 500 between this time and then Tua's back. We're talking about making the playoffs and stuff here.
Who's the quarterback?
Skylar Thompson.
Skylar almost went in Buffalo.
Maybe the Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley.
I'm selling, but I smell what you're cooking.
I'm good.
Because they are playing a bad team.
Jesse's just shaking his head, making no. Well, are you buying your team or not?
I don't know, bro. I'm torn. I'm like logically, yes, I sell them, but like, hey, you never know. Like, it still could hit.
I mean, they're playing, you know, two of the worst teams in football, and that could get you.
I think they can beat the Patriots, though. I think they can beat the Titans. I think they can beat the Patriots and the Titans. Will Levis stinks. The Patriots, they lack weapons and all that. The Colts, I like Anthony Richardson. I think they go 2-2 at best, man. I'll sell right now.
I'm selling.
I was gonna do Tampa Bay, but
because if you look at Miami, like you have Achane and those guys there. It's just don't lose the game if you're the quarterback. Right. And I'm talking like this is like the best four teams you could probably go against if you're in this situation right now.
Price is low. No, I'm not talking about Miami. I'm moving on from Miami because Jesse won't even decide what he's gonna do. Price is low on Seattle. You got Miami, Detroit, and the Giants as the next three. Then you got the 49ers, Falcons, Bills, and Rams before the bye.
Well, sell, because I'm just never going to buy.
I'm selling only because I still think the Cardinals end up being the second best team in that division.
That's probably one we
and you could probably be, you can be Miami and all that. You could be 3-0 and all that stuff. But I think at the end of the year, they'll be the third best team in that division.
There's pretty much nothing the Seahawks can do to get me to buy this team. I just don't see it. I don't think they're that good. They're not awful, but I don't ever think they can get me into a point where I'd be buying the Seahawks. Sorry, good kid, Dad City.
Beat the Broncos by 6, beat the Patriots by 3.
I put all of my money on the Dolphins, by the way, so I'm just kind of stuck here until we go homeless, I guess.
All right. Jesse's in.
It's either we lose the house or this works.
Miles would buy. Good kid would buy.
He's a Seahawks fan.
Well, let him buy. He's not stupid. He ain't going to waste his money.
Well, that would be a little bit of a waste of money. Yeah. Damn, right. We did kind of miss one, I guess.
Well, no, I wasn't trying to get all of them.
No, but I'm just thinking.
Okay.
Buy or sell on the Raiders.
Well, I was going to hold off on that one for a week.
Well, they play the Panthers this week, though, so that's kind of they're going to win.
Maybe they could be next week.
That's why I thought it would be a good one to bring up next week. I thought Arizona would be a good one to bring up next week. Joe Davidson is going to join us in just a heartbeat.
It's a hell of a hoodie. They say this is a big, rich town. Hey, come on, man. I just come from the
poorest part. Power rankings return here. Week number 2 behind us. My first team out was the Bills. I had the Bills out. That was my first team out. It was tough. And the reason they're out is because I thought the Vikings win against the 49ers was more impressive.
Okay.
So I went with the Vikings as my fifth team. I went with the Bucks at number 4. It's on principle. Y'all know what it is.
Okay.
I got the Vikings at 5, the Bucks at 4. The Saints, you put up that many points in 2 weeks, you get to be above the Bucks. That's 3.
Gotcha.
I got my Houston Texans at number 2. We didn't do this today, but I'm in on the Texans. I'm buying the Texans. And then the Kansas City Chiefs at number 1.
Okay.
So I got the Chiefs at 1, Texans at 2, the Saints at 3, the Bucks at 4, the Vikings at 5, and the Bills were my first out.
Well, check this out. I mean, I'll go from top to bottom because it'll be better for the show. But I got the Chiefs at one.
Yep.
I got the Texans at two.
Nice.
I got the 49ers at three.
Jesus Christ.
I've got the...
You're making this up as you go.
No, I'm not. No, I swear I'm drawing a blank. I got the Saints at four.
You're drawing a blank because it's not...
Close your eyes. Who do you have at five, Kenny? Close your eyes.
I got the Chiefs, Texans, 49ers, Saints. And the reason why I didn't write this in.
You see what I go through. I deal with.
The reason I didn't write this in, I didn't want you to see this. I want to get your natural opinion.
So full of crap.
I got the Bucks at five.
This dude is...
I got the Bucks at five.
You know what, D-Lo? I'm selling Kenny Caraway.
I got the Bucks at five.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm selling Casey's power rankings.
That's not the real The hell with it then. I was trying to surprise my man. I was trying to show his boys some love. Get them out. Bye. Get them out. Bills at five. I was trying to have a surprise moment, trying to get everything out, hyped up. My boy, you picked the Bucks. Nah, to hell with that. Get them out. Bills at five. I didn't get the reaction I wanted at all. Go to hell.
It's funny. He's trying to work me. That's what it is.
It's the truth. It's the goddamn truth. I told you at the start of the show I had my five. I just didn't put them in. I said, I want to get your reaction. You came in here. You said, look at my boy Baker on the screen. I said, no, I'm not going to say nothing. But I didn't get the reaction I want, so their asses can get out of the five. I'll put the Bills in there.
This is the stupidest radio show that's ever existed. We're going to smarten it up when Joe Davidson joins us next here on ESPN 1320. Just pick up this conversation. Our man Joe Davidson in the Sacramento Bee with us. Kind enough to join us as he does very regularly here on D'Lo and KC. And, man, we've got a lot to discuss. Joe D., lots of high school stuff to talk about. I want to get there, but can we talk about this Sac State, Pac-12, Mountain West, this potential massive, massive change that could be coming the way of the Sac State Hornets?
Yeah, it's good to join you guys, as always. And there are some moving parts over at Sacramento State, and I think it's exciting. I appreciate and applaud the ambition. Mm-hmm. But then there's this dose of reality. So what's going on is the Pac-12, as we all know, splintered and fell apart because all the other teams except for Oregon State and Washington State bolted for other conferences because money talks and TV revenue saves programs and visibility and all that. And so now the Pac-12 has two teams, Oregon State, Washington State, needs to have eight members to be an NCAA conference. And so last week it was released by the Pac-12 that the following schools were going to join the Pac-12 starting in the fall of 2026. Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Colorado State. So it's all these state. So what about Sacramento State? If Sacramento State were to join this conference, it would suddenly and immediately be the largest media market with all those schools we just mentioned in Oregon State and Washington State. But where's the money going to come from? And so there's a movement, a local movement with local elected officials called the SAC-12, playing off the words of the Pac-12. And they've made it known that they want to get Sacramento State into the Pac-12 starting in 2026. And then today that firm released more, saying that they've secured some $50 million in name, image, and likeness commitment for the first 10 years in the Pac-12. There's been a funding secure to ensure that the football stadium gets upgrades. That'll be needed. The basketball arena most certainly needs an upgrade. It's the worst basketball facility in all of Division I college athletics. And they're also trying to ensure that there's going to be at least 15,000 people at the remaining Sac State football games. I'd like to see it. My point being, if this city wants to back Sacramento State in athletics in a move, then they need to start coming out and selling out. And we've talked about this before. I can understand why there's great appeal to Sac State football, local coaches, local players, FCS highly ranked, three-time Big Sky champion since 2019, all kinds of good things. But home games against Nicholls last week and Eastern Washington coming up, Weber State coming up, Portland State coming up, there's not a lot of name recognition to kind of sell out, I think, for the general fan. But we see the same thing down at Cal and Stanford, San Jose State. They don't sell out. They only come close. So I don't know if college football is a hard sell in Northern California. Sac State's, you know, does just fine in the Big Sky. So we'll see. I think it's ambition. I think it's a great idea. The Sac State people are not talking about it. Not yet. They put out a general statement. Somebody tried to ask the Sac State football coaches after the Nicholls opener the other night, won by the Hornets, and Brian Berger, the public information officer and part of the athletic department for years, said, you know, we're not talking about that here. I can understand that. At some point, I'm going to get people to talk to see if they want to do it. Obviously, they're all on the same page. They want ambition and all that. So can it work? I think it can, but certainly the Pac-12 is going to look around too. Not going to just look at Sac State. Could be Hawaii, could be San Jose State, could be all kinds of things. Or maybe Sac State goes into a different conference. Maybe it joins, fills the void of Fresno State, San Diego State, and Boise State.
Yeah. A number of different things here, Joe, man. That's great information. Me personally, I've said that I love them going after trying to get into the Pac-12 and make sure they're ready to get into the Pac-12, even if it is a little bit of a long shot for that, because it's one of those things where if you shoot for the – what they say, you shoot for the stars, because if you miss and fall in the clouds, you're still getting somewhere. I think the clouds in this situation will be the Mountain West Conference. And I think if they're really pushing to be an FBS school and to get into that level – I think they could get to a mid-major level. Pac-12 is a little ambitious. I don't know if they can necessarily get there, but I think they can get into the Mountain West and take the place of those four schools that you talked about. The one thing that I want to know, and you've seen every argument and push, you know, to upgrade Sac State over the years. A lot of the times it's always been they don't have the donor money. They don't have the booster money to be able to do something like this. It feels like, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Is this the first time it's gone outside of that and potentially been a citywide effort to help Sac State?
There's been Sacramento State used to have what was called the Stinger Foundation, led by alums. And that was in the 1980s and 1990s, trying to get raise interest, raise funds. Sacramento State became a scholarship football program in 1985 or so, some 40 years ago. There was a push to help that happen. There's been a push to save football at Sac State and UC Davis. They were both on the chopping block some 30 years ago. People forget. We lost a lot of college football teams across the state. But this is the first time I've seen local government officials involved in this. And, you know, I've been to Fresno State football stadium. I've been to Boise State stadium. I've been to University of Oregon football stadium, and they're just stunning facilities and fortresses. And a lot of it's from deep pocketed donors. Sacramento State has tried to reach out for an alum who's got money to burn. You see a nice facilities over UC Davis, and you know, how can I have smaller cities have this happening? Well, where are the deep pocketed donors? The phone lines are open at Sacramento State. If somebody wants to step forward, and like we touched on earlier, guys, you got to have a basketball arena that's better than what's there now, and got to upgrade the football stadium to even be in the argument. And that's going to be stuff that's got to be done quickly. Mm-hmm. So Sac State's not going to lose a conference if it doesn't join the Pac-12 or maybe the Mountain West. But I think Sac State's going to be ready in a lot of sports. I think football could make a nice transition from FCS to FBS. Baseball's already proven under Coach Reggie Christensen that it could win conference championships and be an NCAA. Mm-hmm. Women's basketball a couple of years ago won the Big Sky tournament and played in the NCAA for the first time. Gymnastics, women's volleyball, track and field men and women have all done well. Mm-hmm. So Sacramento State's looking to get some kind of conference at some point, because at current, guys, Sacramento State's 21 athletic programs play in 3 or 4 different conferences. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a mismatch. And so, it's exciting to see for Sacramento State people that there's discussion. Mm-hmm. There've been a lot of years where there hasn't been much discussion at all. Yeah.
Joe, am I reading this wrong? You don't sound too sure about this idea.
Well, it's a fair take, Damian. I just think if they could get those facilities going, then they have a shot. But I kind of agree with Kenny that Mountain West might be more feasible. There's discussion, what about having Stanford and Cal come out of the ACC and join the reconfigured Pac-12. I'm not so sure Stanford alums want to be in a collection with a bunch of state schools. And there's some snobbiness to that, but we'll see. But I think it's great that Sac State is this outside of the campus firm is pushing on this and reaching out to the media and getting people to talk about it. So let's see the fans start showing up. Sac State football's on the road this week, and then on the 28th at Northern Arizona, and then they have 1, 2, 3 of the next 4 at home. Come out and see what they can do. I don't want to get on here and say, "Oh, this is going to happen. It's a great thing. Let's go." There's just so many things that have to happen. San Diego State doesn't have to upgrade its football stadium or basketball arena as an addition to the Pac-12. Neither does Fresno State, neither does Boise State, neither does Colorado State. Mm-hmm. So those teams, those schools are more ready to join the Pac-12 than Sac State is.
Absolutely. A couple other things. I've been reading up on this and reading your article and others as well about this. The interesting thing that they do have going for them, if they can get the other things going, is that media market thing, where they would instantly be the biggest media market in a conference that's trying to reestablish themselves. They're going to need that. Like having Boise State in there is good, but that's not going to get you the media coverage necessarily that you need. So that's an issue. One thing against that for Sac State is I heard the Pac-12, and this actually makes sense. Like, we always get frustrated with the ACC having Stanford and Cal and all this other stuff. But when it's put to me this way and just understanding the dynamics of college football, it makes sense. They said the Pac-12 may look for a Tulane or a Memphis to join. And the thought is they need or they want a Pac-12 game in every time slot. So you get one in 9 a.m.
Exactly right. Could be in Texas and other states.
Yeah, you get one. You get the late games. And that actually makes sense. Like, that's the way college football is now. That's the way you got to play. Absolutely. You go across to the East Coast or maybe in the South and make sure you have a game in that 9 a.m. time slot. And that would be where they, like Sac State, kind of wouldn't fit, because they're not just looking at the West Coast. They're trying to go all across the country. And it makes sense.
I agree. And the Pac-12 and its new commissioner, and they're based in the Bay Area, is going to look. They're going to have all kinds of schools looking. We know Sacramento State's interested because they have a firm that's reached out to say that. But this could be happening across the country. And I don't know, you know, Sac State. So the Pac-12 only needs to get to eight teams minimum. They could add three, four, five, six more. Mm-hmm. You know, how many, you know, with the Big Ten and some of these conferences that have 10 teams, but there's actually 18 teams. So it's just, you know, if you think about Sac State really has come to power in football in 2019, you know, Andy Thompson was hired as the defensive coordinator, Troy Taylor, the head coach, and now Troy's down at Stanford. Andy's the head coach now. So football can, I think football can make that transition. Basketball can do better things. We've all seen the Nest. It's a nice, cozy little gym at Sacramento State. But it needs to be a significant upgrade. And what happens when you get better facilities? You have recruits who might be more inclined to say, geez, this looks really nice. Mm-hmm. And they'll go. President Luke Wood, very spirited leader for Sacramento State, showed me the gym last year with their plans to get a new arena on campus or inside one of the buildings. And I ribbed him a little bit and I said, hey, you know, but it looks good with this fresh new green paint. He goes, you can't put lipstick on a pig. And so I know he's ambitious about it. And, you know, it'll be real curious to see what happens a year from now. Yeah. You know, where are we on these things? And if nothing does happen, then Sac State, it's fine in the Big Sky Football Conference, certainly. But there's not big television revenue there. And I think Sacramento State's probably the largest media market in that, for sure, in that conference. Davis is part of that. UC Davis is as well. And meanwhile, we're not sure what UC Davis wants to do. Rocco DeLuca, the athletic director for the Aggies, had a I'm not sure it's a meme, but he had an image on his social media last week without any comments after the Pac-12 announced additions. And he had an image on his social media that he posted of UC Davis's football stadium suddenly bigger and expanded. Mm-hmm. And so maybe he's saying, yeah, we'd like to be. I think they're going to certainly listen to that call if it comes that way.
And real quick, I'm glad you brought up President Luke Wood, because that's another factor in this. Once again, you would know better than I would, but it feels like he's the first school president in my lifetime at Sac State that looks at athletics as a priority and moving forward with athletics as a you know, a priority. Or I know before they had that too, but now he's taken over and he's trying to elevate that a little bit. And he does a lot of great things outside of athletics. But it almost feels like he looks at this could be my legacy, you know, being able to elevate this school to another level with the athletics.
Oh, I agree. And Luke Wood is an alum of the school. He's a younger president. He's certainly on the fast track. I think Sac State's going to have to work hard to keep this guy. I think there's going to be some schools that are going to look at this guy's energy and his spirit and his ability to connect students and be out in the public. You know, he's going to be a fine addition somewhere else. But like you said, you know, Casey, maybe there's something to build here. Same with the athletic director, Mark Orr. Mm-hmm. He's a native son. He went to Christian Brothers High of Sacramento, and he's been the athletic director for the last few years. And so they're wired to be ambitious, and there's no president in this state, maybe in all of college athletics, for any university really, rather, that boxes. Luke Wood, President Wood, gets out there and boxes. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's kind of speaks of his spirit for that school.
Yeah. You ready to switch?
Yeah.
Because we got a 1-2.
We do.
My boys got a 1-2 this weekend. Whoa. Folsom and Rockland, Joe D.
Great high school football season so far. We're 1 month in. Our number one team in Sacramento Bees, the Folsom Bulldogs, since forever, pretty much every week since 2012, except for a few here and there. So they've been a juggernaut. We've talked about them. They have a loss earlier this season to Sarah of San Mateo on a last-second field goal. I think it helped humble the Folsom Bulldogs. They're kids. They're excitable. Sometimes the coaches feel like they got to reel them in, and sometimes you got to get knocked down to get back up. And so, you know, the Rockland Thunder come in unbeaten, superbly coached, strong in the trenches. They have a 6'6", 325-pound tackle named Garrison Blank. Phil's a door frame. He's going to UCLA. And Ryder Lyons, of the quarterback star for Folsom, is as fine of a quarterback as I've ever seen around here. Tremendous footwork, capability. Don't want to overshoot things, but I think this guy's going to be an NFL player. He's only a junior now in high school. It's going to be a terrific game. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, Folsom is probably favored at home, more experience, but both defending section champions. But don't be surprised if Rockland goes in there and wins.
I won't.
That's a program that beat him in 2021.
That's good. I love the 1-vs-2 matchups, man. And Rockland gonna be ready to play. Rockland is gonna be ready to play. I'm confident in that. When you talked about the big game that's going down, I thought you were talking about Kennedy versus McClatchy, because
let's talk about that. City Unified School District programs. These schools need each other. They've been rivals since Kennedy High opened in Greenhaven, I think, in 1965, 66, 67, through there. So they've been rivals. There's been a couple of years, I think, the series didn't play. They were worried about people getting out of control, not usually the players, but sometimes the outside influences. Mm-hmm. But these are two academic powerhouse schools that need better football fortunes, and they need more players and more interest. And but that'll be a good game. There'll be alumni going out there. And apparently Kenny might be out there signing autographs.
I might pull up. It's at Hughes Stadium. You know, that's home right there. So I might have to pull up.
Nobody plays in a better venue than Hughes Stadium.
Well, speaking of, though, in all seriousness, I always marvel at how cool the Holy Bowl is. And it's really cool because I think, like you said, they're getting like 10, 12,000 in Hughes Stadium for that game. And it's not just Jesuit and Christian Brothers alumni. Like, over the years, I've seen kids from different schools like, oh, man, I'm going to the Holy Bowl. Like, they go to Franklin High School. And I'm going to the Holy Bowl. Like, the city really kind of turns out for that game on a Saturday night the way they do. And they had another edition this past week. I thought it was pretty cool.
They sure did. And Jesuit and Christian Brothers, they started that series in 1969. They play it on Saturdays so they could get more people out there. They've had crowds up to 18,000 out there. That's just incredible. But here's what's weird about this series, or just remarkable, is it took years to get that series going. Jesuit opened in 1963. Christian Brothers been around since the turn of the century and the last one. The administrators for both schools in the mid-60s thought, no, a football rivalry is going to be too intense and it'll take away the concentration that they need to be good students. Are you kidding? A good football rivalry is a great thing. Nobody talks like that now. But back then, you know, it took a while to get it going. They didn't want it to get out of control. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of De La Salle, the football superpower down there in Contra Costa County. That school opened in the 60s, late mid-60s, and it took like 8 years to get football going. Mm-hmm. Because they worried at that school district that football would be taken too seriously. And then it became a great identifier mm-hmm. for that campus. Mm-hmm. Nobody says that now. I mean, you can imagine opening a new high school and saying, maybe football is just not going to be, you know, people are going to take it too serious. They take it serious and mean something. You see the rooting sections and the fans and all that. So, you know, that's good to see.
Yeah.
Intercom's still a top squad?
Yes. Intercom's only loss was by a touchdown a couple weeks ago, to Grant, playing Friday at Christian Brothers. Ricky Cole is a perfect example of a high school player who does everything right. He's a quarterback. He's a fine student, makes all the throws. He's worth watching. He's worth following. And Luke Alexander is another one at Grant. They do all these great things. Well, where's the recruiting interest? They can't all get offers. Mm-hmm. There are tens of thousands of high school kids in America trying to get hundreds of scholarships, which is why the junior college rosters are so stacked, or the small colleges, or the Division II. And I always say, we talked about this before, guys, go where it fits. Don't go where your friends want you to go. You go where it fits. It's like applying for a job. And if that's the JUCO route or small college or something, go for it. Everybody wants to play at Cal and Sac State or Michigan or something. But the reality shows that that's not reality.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Joe.
You're the man.
Great stuff,
he's
as always.
Man.
Yeah. When Joe was reserved,
I proudly wear the fact I'm going to Sac State football practice today, and I will be wearing my green on the campus, that champion's green. Go.
Tell Coach Thompson what's happening.
Is there a dollar sign on the back of this?
No, Joe. There's not a dollar sign.
Hey, look, you guys are looking. Joe, what did he
do? Joe, tell Coach Thompson I need field access for the next game, man. I need to be down there on the field, man. You know what I mean? That's how I like to watch the game.
We'll take care of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know how you can get somebody's attention? Go streaking across the middle. There's Kenny Kendall. That's going to go viral. You'll
be carrying me out like Cuba Gooding. I don't want that.
Then your mother would leave you a text. We need to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to get in trouble just for saying that. Appreciate you, Joe.
Take care,
Thanks,
Joe.
Guys. Be well.
That's our man, Joe Davidson, right there. The man at the Sacramento Bee. Some good games this weekend in high school.
Yeah, man, none better than 1-2. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's at Folsom.
Yeah.
That's at Folsom. I'm trying to figure out if they played in the
You going to be in the building? You going to be in the building?
I repeat, it is in Folsom. It's in Folsom on Friday night, too. So that would make our evening a little bit difficult.
And that would be one where...
If it was Rockland, I'd be there.
Yeah. That'd be one where you can't... Oh, it's 6:45. I'm going to slide over to the stadium. Like, nah, like... Yeah. They're going to be in the stadium at like 5:30 for that one.
Going to have to park at Stacy's house if I'm going to do that and walk my ass over there. They're going to be out for that one. I already saw Ramsey say he's going to be there.
Real quick, you think what you think about Sacramento? You think they got a shot at Pac-12 or Mountain West?
Joe's reservation really stood out to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joe, he's seen all of this.
Mm-hmm.
He's like his recall – his memory of conversations from 20 years ago, like when Joe was reserved like that, he didn't poo-poo it, mm-hmm. but like he's
like, I want to see it.
Yeah, it's exciting, but let's realize what we're looking at.
Yeah,
yeah, that holds a lot of weight with me.
Yeah.
Now, as I shared with you, we have some friends behind the scenes who have kind of like, hey, be on the lookout for it. Like, all right, buddy. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, you meant now. Okay. For him to say that means there's probably a smidge bit more traction than we realize.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Joe's reservation stands out to me. I hope it works for either of the big conferences. The Pac-12 would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The growth of Sac State, the idea of a new football stadium, a new basketball venue. Would just be incredible. I think the world of President Wood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rooting for the best. That's what I'll say. Like I'm hoping for the best in this. It's exciting for sure.
For sure. One thing I'll say is I don't have the recall and know the ins and outs the way Joe D does, but I've never seen a commitment to make this happen before. Like I see right now with Sac State, with the people surrounding, whether it's the president or looking for outside sources. Like, it's always been like, that'd be cool, or they wouldn't even try it. Like, we don't have the money. Like, we can't do it. They are getting out and saying, no, we want to do this. This is what needs to be done, and we're committed to trying to make that happen. I've never seen it happen like that before, and that lends me to believe that they're going to get something done, because there's a level of commitment to upgrading the facilities, to making yourself more presentable to FBS and Pac-12 and Mountain West and everything that they've never had before. So I don't think they're doing it for no reason. Mm-hmm. Whoever's behind it, I don't think they're doing it for no reason. I think they number one, feel like they have a real shot mm-hmm. at being able to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they it seems like they feel like if we stay committed to it, we can get this done. I think they'll get it done. Like I said, my prediction earlier, I think they get to the Mountain West. I don't think they get to the Pac-12, but I think they get to the Mountain West. And they become FBS, an FBS football school.
I like it. We'll come back. We've got much more ahead. We will dive back into the NFL. James is gone for a few days, so we'll dig into some overreactions, some week 2 overreactions before we turn the page. And look at week 3 and game 8.
Ooh.
Game 8. Oh, this one sent the morning roast into a fit. Top 20 games of the Kings season. That's ahead here. D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320. Right, you can say hi to everybody before you leave. We are live on the radio. No, get out of the chat. Okay, thank you. That's Kimberly, everybody. Everybody missed you last week when you weren't here.
I know, sorry.
No, okay. You're not speaking into the microphone, sweetie.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right.
I had COVID.
Oh.
I'm better now.
You're better?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I am negative.
Okay.
Hey man, shout out to the snack area, man. Big
no, ups. Yeah, you are.
My foot.
Oh, my bad.
Okay,
my bad.
Kimberly.
My bad.
Thank you for.
Oh, now you want me to leave?
No.
First, you're like, come in here and now get
out. No, you answered my question. So no, it's not.
Goodbye.
Kimberly. Hey, you do a great job with Kim's Snack Shack.
That's fantastic.
It's got really it's healthy area.
Yes. Thank you.
I like the trail mix.
Okay.
There's a different one. There's one that you'd probably like.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Bring me the regular one.
Pour one out for James' snack locker, by the way. That was a great idea, James.
James.
Pour one out, though.
Hey, look, poor James thought he was back in the game because he got the Skippy joints back.
Yeah, James, we got Ferrero Rocher. James, they got Pringles, buddy. They got Pringles over here.
He thought he was back in the game.
They got Pringles and M&M's over here. I'm going to go to this party.
I think James low-key saw Kim's Snack Shack and, like, took it personal. Yeah, I think so. Because he's just, like, redoing the his little Snack Shack for ESPN 1320. Like, he is fired up. These are very nice.
What's the difference?
You can put them back because I'm not like Kenny because I just don't eat snacks all day.
What's the difference?
I didn't see these, but I'll get those tomorrow.
Oh, my
God. See, that's why the snacks disappear in a week.
They just went everywhere. I don't know where they went.
Okay. Thanks, Kim.
These are bomb. I need more almonds in here, though.
Don't like the manufacturer.
I'm not saying for you to get them. I'm just saying just in general.
This is really a one-of-one show.
Right?
Like, there's nothing.
No, they do regular radio everywhere else, like in this building.
Would Styles and Watkins ever let someone walk in and do that? Like, I don't know. I don't know either. I don't even know. I feel like I'm not even in control of my life anymore. I'm looking at this calendar. I'm getting emails from people.
That's a solid show title right there, by the way.
I'm not in control of my life anymore. Oh, my God.
I don't. I got the wake-up call laughing at me on a daily basis.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Gavin said I showed up with a purse to the our dinner. Well, I did have a bag. I did have a little.
Which dinner?
I went to dinner with Gavin on Friday.
Ah, got you.
He was like, yeah, he showed up with a purse. It was really intimidating. All right, man.
As I like to say, well, that's not what yours is. It's not a purse, but my wife is like, oh, you get your purse before we left the house? Like, it's a festival bag. It's not a purse. If I have the wine, it's a bump bag. It's not a purse.
It's
right.
A bump bag. Yeah. I don't know what mine's called. It might actually be called.
She said, it looks like a purse to me. Okay, I'll be like LeBron.
What is the difference?
Their shape. They're made for men.
Yeah, the name.
That's pretty much what it is. A bump bag is like a giant fanny pack. That's what a bum bag is.
Well, that's different.
Then there's sling bags.
Yeah. See, I'm more apt to have those in the summer anyway, though, because, like, you know, I'll be having jersey shorts on, and I don't need all that stuff in my pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll just put the bump bag on or the festival bag. In the winter, I'll have pockets, so I don't really do it as much in the winter.
Well, I did it because he was making jokes about, like, how I dress. And so I wore a specific belt and brought a specific bag to just kind of play into the bit. And apparently it worked. So, as we said, I'm in control of nothing. And I think I'm supposed to be at the SAP Center on November 1st. Wow. So, there you have it.
I haven't been there in 30 years.
I think the last time I was there, it was for, like, Raw or something.
Mm.
Monday Night Raw from the Shark Tank.
I'd like to go to a Sharks game, though. Maybe I'll do that this year.
They might be fired this year.
I always put off hockey matches, man, hockey games. Like, yeah. I've been invited to so many. I'm cool.
I have to look for a Saturday night.
Hockey's the best live on TV. It's all right. Football might be the worst live, but it's great on TV.
Yeah, I don't like football live.
Basketball's really fun live.
Basketball's
perfect.
Fun. Yeah, basketball's very fun.
Basketball's got both. Like,
it's whatever way you want to watch it.
You said hockey's really good live, right?
Yeah, it's fun. I've been to 15 Shark teams or whatever the years and stuff like that. They're always fun.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have to get the bus. You know, get the bus so we can go to a Shark game.
We'll hit the bus to the Sharks game, and then the next day we'll stay at whatever hotel. We'll take the bus to the Warriors game, and then we're good.
None of this is real. It never has been. No matter how many times Kenny tweets it, it's not real.
We ain't gonna have a bus, but we going to the Warriors game this year. I think they play on a Sunday.
Danny, what are we doing, Danny? We gotta get out there with the people, Danny. Come on, let's get a bus or something, Danny. We gotta get out there with the people.
Danny couldn't ignore us any quicker than he did that.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.